And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 11th of July, 2015. It's the birthday of Harold Bloom, born New York City, 1930. His parents, Jewish immigrants, his first language was Yiddish, but he fell in love with English poetry and read it before he had ever heard English spoken aloud. He loved Walt Whitman and Hart Crane when he was still a boy, went on to become one of the most influential literary critics in the country, and one of the last who argues that great literature is a product of genius and that we shouldn't read to understand history or politics or culture. It's the birthday of Elwin Brooks White, E.B. White, born Mount Vernon, New York, 1899, who wrote for The New Yorker magazine for nearly 60 years, an essayist who wrote a piece called Death of a Pig about his unsuccessful attempt to save a dying pig, in which he wrote, "I discovered that once having given a pig an enema, there is no turning back." And 4 years after that, he published his best-known book, Charlotte's Web, about Wilbur the pig and his friend Charlotte the spider, who helped save him from slaughter. E.B. White, also the co-author of The Elements of Style, in which he advises the writer, "Do not affect a breezy style. Use orthodox spelling. Do not explain too much. Avoid fancy words. Do not take shortcuts at the cost of clarity. Prefer the standard to the offbeat. Make sure the reader knows who is speaking. Do not use dialect. Revise and rewrite." It's the birthday of Jhumpa Lahiri, born in London, 1967. The family moved to Rhode Island when she was 2 years old. She grew up feeling conflicted between the world of her parents, who were still listening to Bengali songs, and that of her American friends, who were watching television and going to the movies. And in this state of conflict, she found solace in reading. She said, "Books and the stories they contained were the only things I felt I was able to possess as a child." Graduated from Barnard, moved to Boston, worked in a bookstore, rented a room in a house, and wrote stories at night. It took her 8 years until her first collection came out, The Interpreter of Maladies, which became a bestseller and won the Pulitzer Prize in 2000. And it's the birthday of James Abbott McNeill Whistler, born Lowell, Massachusetts, 1834, the famous painter, who one day when his model did not show up, decided to paint his mother instead, Anna Matilda McNeill Whistler, in a black dress seated in profile, and it became one of the most famous paintings of modern history. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, Things to Watch While You Drive. The trees slipping across the fields, changing places with barns and silos. The hills rolling over on command, their bellies green and leafy. The sun tiger riding on your rooftop, its shadow racing up and down the ditches. A flock of birds carrying the sky by the corners, a giant sheet of blue. The road always twisting towards or away from you, both at the same time. Things to Watch While You Drive by Joyce Sutphen, from Modern Love and Other Myths, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.